This is Terry Mandel, DO. I was dictating a letter on Pamela Coppersmith, and I was cut off. So let's continue where I left off. This is on Pamela Coppersmith, Coppersmith. I'm customer number 7700. Pamela was seen at South Bend Orthopedics August 10th, 2021. It was described as a new patient presents with left shoulder pain after MVA period. MRI showed partial cuff tearing period. She has adhesive capsulitis as well, period. I discuss that these findings may or may not have originated from the car accident, but she definitely flared up these possible underlying issues, period. I discuss various treatment options, including NSAIDs, cortisone injection with physical therapy versus manipulation, and arthroscopic debridement with possible rotator cuff repair, period. I injected the left shoulder bursa with cortisone, period. MRI of the left shoulder dated May 29th, 2021, showed tendinosis, T-E-N-D-I-N-O-S-I-S, of the rotator cuff tendon complex, articular sided fraying and partial tear supraspinatus tendon, period. Laporte Osteopathic Family Practice, dated April 2nd, 2021. She presents with back pain, period. In addition, she presented with neck pain, period. Patient was in an accident in January where she got whiplash, and as a result has really bad neck pain, period. On January 7th, 2021, she was the driver and was rear-ended, period. Over the ensuing time, she has had increased neck and left shoulder pain and slowly lost the strength in her left arm in the C7-T1 distribution and cannot grab anything or raise her left arm above 90 degrees, period. It is located in the cervical spine, period. The patient also presented with arm pain, period. Patient said her left arm hurts a lot worse and she has developed a tremor, period. On physical examination, they documented several abnormalities, including of the left shoulder weakness in supraspinatus, cannot raise above 90, period. Left upper arm biceps atrophy and biceps hypotonia. Left forearm flexors atrophy and extensors atrophy, period. In the spine, paraspinal spasm, tender at the cervical spine with decreased flexion, decreased lateral bending, and decreased rotation, period. Abnormal deep tendon reflexes, sensation decrease of the left arm and fingers, period. Tremors, resting of the left hand, hypotonia of the left arm, fine motor movements impaired on the left, period. Diagnosis with cervical algia, muscle spasm of the back, whiplash injury to the neck, cervical disc disorder with myelopathy of the cervical thoracic region, injury of the cervical spinal root at C7 level, period, injury of the spinal nerve root at T1 level, period. They state patient needs MRI, then follow up after pending the results, period. Another report, EMG. June 7th, 2021, complains of cervical algia and left shoulder and upper arm pain, period. On exam, she has limited left shoulder abduction and limited left shoulder external rotation with left forearm supination, period. Impression one, today's bilateral upper extremity EMG/nerve conduction study is negative for evidence of cervical radiculopathy or brachial plexopathy, period. Two, today's study is not diagnostic of a focal peripheral entrapment neuropathy. through either upper extremity, period. Three, there are findings of diffuse mild peripheral sensory motor conduction slowing, suggesting an early slash mild peripheral polyneuropathy that would not likely have anything to do with her motor vehicle accident of January 7th, 2021, period. Recommendations, I believe Pamela is having problems stemming primarily from a left shoulder issue, period. A shoulder MRI has been done and reveals some degenerative changes, comma, tendinitis, comma, glenohumeral joint abnormalities, and finding consistent with adhesive capsulitis of the left shoulder, period. MRI report of the cervical spine, April 20th, 2021, showed at C6-7, diffuse disc bulge, period. New paragraph. After reviewing all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 7th, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, myelopathy, comma, spinal nerve root injury at C7 and T1, comma, cervical disc displacement and cervical disc displacement at C5-6 with diffuse bulge, period. Number two, left shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, frozen shoulder, comma, rotator cuff strain, comma, and rotator cuff tear of the supraspinatus tendon, period. Number three, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number four, hand tremors, etiology unclear, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of January 7th, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following two impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical area, please note Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the left shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, the patient has a 10% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 9% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of January 7th, 2021, period. By permanent impairment, I am inferring that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in her cervical and left shoulder regions for the remainder of her entire life, period. This will not improve, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical and left shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She was advised that she should have more physical therapy, and I would agree with this at a cost of $2,000, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medication will cost $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some additional injections to include her neck and left shoulder will cost approximately $3,500, period. She was also advised orally, and I agree, that as she ages and down the road, she may require surgical intervention for her left rotator cuff tear, period. new paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed oral consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.